Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today. A listener note, this episode contains adult content.
Your father did many great things in his life, but I've been looking at some other things, and I'm offering you the chance to help me tell the truth about him.
Don't call me again.
Look, it's the same chance I offered your mother. Hello? Eleanor, are you still there? Just thought you might like to know that your mom was working with me on my story. She was helping me.
I can't talk to you.
Look, Eleanor, you're more than welcome to stay and look for your father's body, of course. But I'm not sure how much help you can offer here.
Fine. Let's just bring Mom home.
That's her.
Should we say a prayer or something?
I don't know. Ready, Elle? It's time to get on.
Come on. I can't. Fuck. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't, Michael.
Elle, relax, all right? We need to get home and deal with all this. Just get on the plane.
I can't, Michael. I can't. I can't.
What?
I can't get on that plane. I can hardly fly commercial, let alone just a tiny little propeller thing like that. I can't do it, Michael. I cannot do it. I'm going to lose my mind.
All right. Look, you just walk up the steps, sit down, close your eyes, and go to sleep.
It's not that easy for me. I'm not like you.
Well, then here. Be more like me.
Michael, Advil's not gonna help.
No, that's just the bottle. It's Percocet. It'll help. I promise.
You know you can lose your license for that.
Really? For giving my sister a few Percocet to get over her fear of flying when her parents just died? Grow up, Elle. Take the pills.
Michael, what are you taking these days?
Oh, stop. Eleanor, I'm a trained certified cosmetic surgeon with the legal right to self-prescribe if that's what I want to do. Now take two of these and get on the plane. In 10 minutes, you are not going to care about anything.
My parents are dead. The Times is sitting on damaging information about my dad, whose body is somewhere under the Caribbean. And I'm on an airplane. I haven't been on a plane in 4 years. Last time I was on a plane, I had to be tackled before I opened the emergency door at 30,000 feet. Jesus, you could set your clock to those breaths. So calm. So even. That's modern medicine for you. Nothing it can't cover up.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
From Wondery, this is Blood Ties.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
This is episode 2, The Year of the Woman.
Dead. Richland, a New York physician turned entrepreneur, invented a synthetic heart valve that saved the lives of countless children. Richland became known as the father to millions. But he is perhaps best known for his best-selling books on staying healthy and the familiar heart-shaped logo of the company that bears his name. Peter Richland's plane went missing yesterday with Dr. Richland and his wife Marie aboard. An official statement on the crash.
Wait, what is that?
As of now,
the news.
All we know is that a search by
it's out.
Is underway.
Are these people? Where are they taking her?
Excuse me. Hey, excuse me. Who the hell is in charge here?
What's going on?
Guys! Guys!
Mandy?
Oh, Mandy Jenkins, thank God. These Teamsters just showed up and started abducting our mother.
Nobody's abducting anyone, Michael. They're with the company. We're on it, okay? Speaking of, your car's over there, so come on.
Mandy, wait. Where are they taking our mother?
To the funeral home. In Manhattan.
Manhattan? She lived in Connecticut.
I'm sorry. I know. Look, the news just broke. The press could show up any second, and we really want your mom out of here before then. So come on. Any press call you yet?
No, of course not.
Elle?
No. I'm sorry. Can we just back up
one second? Look, I need you to refer them to me, okay? They may say things that upset you, things you don't need to hear.
What kind of things?
Bullshit. Stuff you can ignore. Everything goes through Richland Health Services. This is you.
Oh, yes, please. There's a bar in here. Elle, want anything?
Eleanor, hold up.
Yeah?
Does the Year of a Woman mean anything to you?
No. Why?
Well, it's something I think you might be able to help us with. 2020 is the year of the woman at RHS, and I...
Mandy, is this really the best time to talk about this?
We're putting together a video featuring all the women at the company, and we want to interview you. It's for the memorial.
Wait, what memorial?
Your parents' memorial, next week.
Mandy, nobody told us about any memorial.
Shit. Look, just go home, get some rest, and I'm gonna do the same, okay? We'll fill you guys in on everything in the morning.
Okay.
Girl, let me give you a hug.
We should just have our own memorial, right? Small and intimate and meaningful.
There was nothing small or intimate about Dad. He'd be bored to tears.
What about Mom?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe we do a smaller thing for Mom in a few weeks. What's gonna make Dad happy is a full-on media orgy, laser, light show, all that garbage.
So it doesn't bother you that a corporate marketing department is planning our parents' memorial service?
Well, they're the ones who actually knew him. They're the ones who spent time with him. They were all changing the world and making bank together. We weren't exactly his main focus, Elle.
Come on, Michael. He raised us. He gave us a very good life.
That right there, that's beautiful.
That's the line of bullshit I'll be using for the next few days.
Michael, he loved you. He never stopped talking about you.
When are you gonna come to work for me, Mikey? Boob jobs and lipo isn't exactly saving lives. And Eleanor, you're a smart girl. Do you really want to spend your whole life sitting in a library?
Oh my God, you tell people I was married with kids when I clearly, provably was not.
I take married with kids over. You do boob jobs and lipo any day of the week.
You're in love. You got a kid on the way. You're a rock star surgeon. What could be more perfect?
Stop it.
You're Prince Michael.
No. Stop.
What? What's going on?
You ever have a thought in your head, like one you don't want, and you try to shake it, and you try and try, but just won't leave you alone?
Yeah.
For years now, I've imagined this. I've imagined him dying. I've hoped for it.
Michael.
I'm serious, Al. I'm serious. I've dreamed about it. And now I keep telling myself I got what I wanted.
No.
I can't stop thinking I wanted this.
No, that's not true, Michael. You didn't.
And now that it's all happened, all I want to do is to call my dad so he can tell little Mikey what to do.
Michael, what are you talking about? What's going on?
Nothing. We just gotta stick together, okay?
Yeah, of course.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Michael!
Where are you?
I'm in Mom's study!
No, I'm okay here. I'm with my sister. I can't even think about that right now. Yes, it's under control. I'll call you later, right? Yeah. I love you too.
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Just, you know, Sophie's not feeling great. This first trimester's been rougher, nausea and all that. Why are you even in Mom's study?
I don't know, just looking for memories of her.
Wow. Look at that ancient computer. That belongs in the Smithsonian.
She barely knew how to send an email.
Oh, we've had a long day. I'm heading the hay. Good night.
What the hell?
Hello?
Hello?
Connie? It's Eleanor Richland.
Hey. So, I guess you told them I've been calling you.
Who?
Your dad's company. I mean, by now they've told you not to talk to the press, right?
Yeah.
So you told them the Times reporter keeps calling and she's got damaging information about your dad and you asked them to get me to stop bothering you to sic a lawyer on me, right? Because that's what I would do in your shoes. But I haven't heard from any lawyers. So I know you haven't done that.
Were you really talking to my mom? Because I found your name and number written on a notepad in my mother's office. And I want to know what my mom was helping you with.
I've got some stuff I can share with you.
But I'm still not sure what you want from me. I don't know anything.
Look, I think it would be good if we met in person, okay? As soon as possible.
Well, Connie, I kind of have a lot going on right now, and tomorrow's Christmas, and...
I know, I get it, but I really think you're going to want to hear this.
God, oh my God.
What is it?
Right before my mom died, she told me she sent an email.
An email?
Yeah, but it's typical of my mom. She sent it to my Hotmail account, which I haven't used since college, but I just found it on her home computer.
What did it say?
I haven't even read it yet. Look, I have to go.
Wait, Eleanor.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to bother you.
Hold on.
Dear Eleanor, this is going to upset you, and I'm sorry for that. I've debated how to tell you, and I decided that writing this to you before we're all together will give you some time to reflect. Here's how it starts. 2 years ago, I got a phone call from Nancy Reyes. You don't remember Nancy, you were too young then. She was Dad's lead nurse at the hospital for years. His right hand, she handled everything for him. Then one day she was just gone, and I never heard anything about Nancy Reyes again until this phone call. Out of the blue, she wanted to meet. It had been a long time.
It had been a long time, but she wanted to come clean. About the relationship she had with your dad. At least, that's what I thought going in. What the? Michael! You up here? Where are you? Why are you in Dad's office? I thought you were going to bed.
Yeah, I was going to, but then I was thinking about the memorial and thought I'd see if, I don't know, I could find anything we could use. Check this out. I found this on Dad's computer. You remember this?
Dr. Peter Michael Richland, please come up and accept this small token of your nation's gratitude.
God, look at him. He was so young.
Mr. President, thank you from the bottom of my heart. Surgery is a bloody business. It involves knives, violence, bloodshed, what some might call gore. But at the end of it all, a child's beating heart. And in the end, you know, it was all worth it. You saved a life.
God, he was good.
Giving a child.
He was a really great man.
He was.
Experience all the blessings that life has to offer.
So then.
That for me is the reward.
Who is Nancy Reyes?
What are you talking about?
I need to show you something.
Oh. When did she send you this email?
It was the day before they left for the island, but I never saw it till I found it open on her computer. Here, look. The next day, I sat down with Nancy Reyes, and she told me everything. But this wasn't an affair. What he did to her was much, much worse.
Okay, that's enough.
No, Michael, let me finish.
Why? Why? What is it going to do for you? It isn't true, Al. None of this is true. Do you even know who Nancy Reyes is?
Yes, she was his nurse. Listen. And as I sat there, listening to her tell her story, it was like I knew every word already. I felt like deep down somewhere I had known it all along. This was who I married. This was your father in the most horrible way possible. It made perfect sense. Michael, why did you do that?
That's enough. Whatever they were going through, whatever issues they had in their marriage or whatever, I don't want to know about it. Every married couple has issues, Elle. They're gone. And all that stuff can go with them.
Okay. All right. But that doesn't give you the right to throw a computer across a room. You know, you can just walk away.
Okay. I will.
Michael, wait. Michael!
Oh, I love that clock. Growing up, I'd lay awake at night listening to it ring every 15 minutes, waiting for my dad to come home from work, ready to run down the stairs the second I heard his footsteps, ready to ambush him from five steps up and then breathe deep on his aftershave as he carried me back to bed. God, I loved that smell. It meant everything was okay. Dad was home. I could sleep. But lots of nights he didn't come home. He was a busy, important man. I knew that. And those nights, I stayed up with that clock, wide awake, waiting. Where was he? The last thing my mom ever sent me was a text message. It said, "Something's wrong. Your dad is..." My dad is... What exactly, Mom? What is he? It's midnight, by the way. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Hello?
Connie? I'm ready. Tell me where to go.
From Wondery, this is episode 2 of 6 of Blood Ties. Blood Ties stars Gillian Jacobs, Josh Gad, and Amy Landecker. Also starring Holly Hyman, Denora Walcott, Deborah Geffner, Wayne Knight, and Gordon Green. Written by Benjamin Gray. Directed by Marshall Louis. Sound design and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Produced by April Lamb. Executive producers are Megan Monaco, Marshall Louis, and Hernan Lopez for Wondery. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Blood Ties ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.